Good morning. It is 8:40, just about 8:41. It's Galesburg's Morning News. Tom Meredith, Tyler Gum, Nick Isher, thanks for being with us here this morning. Well, the Hawthorne Center pool, city of Galesburg, it's been in a little bit of disrepair. Still workable. It's still being used at this point, but the plan is for it to go away. But if a group of people here in Galesburg have their way, we're going to try to find a way to save the pool. Joining us to talk more about it this morning, start from my left here, Diane Oliver. Diane, good morning. How are you today?
I'm just fine, thank you.
Thanks for coming in with us this morning. Bonnie Johnson. Bonnie, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. I'm just fine, thank you.
Thanks for coming in. Vicki Schultz. Vicki, good morning. How are you today?
I'm well.
All right. Well, thank you so much for coming in. I'll start with you, Vicki. How did, the idea and you know, kind of what's the impetus behind wanting to try to save the Hawthorne pool?
The city council is going to close Hawthorne Pool May 22nd, 2022. And we as swimmers don't want to get it off the agenda, because once it's off the agenda, it is gone. And so the mayor has been good to deal with, and he had said that they will finalize their decisions in May. But if we wait till May, that's too late.
Okay.
And so we have chosen to go ahead and form a group and make the public aware of what's happening. This has been a community pool since 1981 for the city. Prior to that, it was part of a complex, research hospital, et cetera.
Right.
And unfortunately, it wasn't taken very good care of. The can was kicked down the road. We can't fault the current council for that, but we want them to be aware of what they're going to lose, this year-round pool that isn't available lakeside or otherwise. And so that's what we're here for. We have formed a web page, Facebook. And all they have to do is type in Save Hawthorne Pool, and
okay,
that'll take you to that site. And as much public referral to that site is used, the better. So.
Yeah, absolutely. All right. Well, Bonnie, talk about, Vicki mentioned you guys being swimmers. How long have you been using the Hawthorne Pool?
And I started in 2002 after I retired.
Wow. Oh, my goodness.
And I go 3 times a week for 2 hours.
Wow. So.
And it has really helped me.
You've seen a lot of laughs then, huh?
Yes, I have.
And that pool's seen you for a lot of laughs,
oh,
too.
Yes, sir.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, my goodness. Well, that is. How about you, Diane? How long have you been taking advantage of it?
I've been going for 20 years.
Okay.
And I started going. Well, I love to swim in the first place, but I have found out that the doctors told me, because of back problems, that swimming could really help me. So I've kept it up for 20 years now, and I just love it,
yeah.
And I hate to see it go because it's a beautiful pool.
Yeah, I guess what was your first reaction when you heard that they were deciding to do away with it?
I thought, you got to be kidding, because the kids here don't have a roller skating rink anymore. Mm-hmm. They don't have a bowling alley, and now they're not going to have a pool. What are they going to do?
Yeah. How about you, Bonnie? What was your reaction when you heard it was going to be going away?
I was sad because it does a lot of good. I had back problems, and my doctors told me to go to the pool. Yeah. It was the best thing you could do. And in, I think about 5 years ago, at my age, I'm 82, I took swim lessons.
Mm-hmm.
And I was afraid of the water, to get my head underwater. But the lifeguard helped me, and now I'm okay with it.
Now you're diving in and doing cannonballs, right?
I'm diving in and going for it.
Vicki, how about with you? What was kind of your first reaction when you heard that this was going to happen?
Well, I knew from the survey that the city put out, they also put out pictures, that we were in a state of distress as far as the pool. The structural building is... it's in trouble.
Mm-hmm.
But the pool is not. And so in discussions with the city, you know, they could save the pool. They could take down the outer walls and perhaps use it as still a community pool. It would be like Lakeside, but they're giving away the space that the pool provides. It's hard to explain. We've discussed it as a group. until you've tried it, you don't understand that. But the space is phenomenal.
Now, the three of you, did you know each other before? Did you befriend each other through swimming?
Befriended through swimming.
Through swimming.
Yeah, yeah. Okay, so there's another additional perk, right? Absolutely. So what kind of, Vicki, I'll start with you, kind of the plans for the group and what is it that you're going to try to do to help save the pool?
Well, at this time, we haven't worried about fundraising yet. We have to go through the city and be sure that we've eliminated all our options there before we can go further, because we've asked questions about that. We have put out signs. We are looking into flyers coming on the radio and encouraging people to go to Save Hawthorne Pool. What else would you say?
Well, I'm guessing maybe like going to city council meetings, Bonnie?
Oh, yes. We have gone to city council meetings, yes.
Yeah, and I'm guessing encouraging others to do so?
Yes, we try. Yes, we do.
Yeah, absolutely. And so, yeah, I guess kind of, Diane, getting that word out for people to not let it die, just to at least to keep the word out there.
Exactly.
Yeah.
I don't know what we'll do. They like the water park. City wants to keep the water park there, but they only use that 3 to 4 months a year if they can do that much. And yet the pool's open
year-round.
Year-round. Yeah. So why close the pool?
Yeah, yeah. So from what you are hearing, is the reason behind it, it's the structure, it's the actual building, and not issues with the pool itself and expenses?
Correct.
Yeah.
Well, they let the heating system and some of the other major systems go, and so those have become an issue as well, though they have replaced the heater so that we can use the pool currently.
I was going to say that at this time of year already, that would be getting a little bit chilly to be in there, even indoors. Yeah. So Save the Hawthorne Pool. You can find them on Facebook and whatever you can do to help out. They would love you to help. And I guess contact your local alderman or whatever the case may be.
Absolutely. Yes. Absolutely. Yeah. They are listening. We're happy to say that. We have met with the council and with Tony. And have been pleased that they're at least considering.
Yeah. Well, I would suppose they would also, even the city, would like to hear suggestions. Like, obviously we have to come up with money for whatever repairs need to be made. So maybe even suggestions on what can be done if somebody's got one, right?
Absolutely.
All right. Anything else that we need to know about Hawthorne Pool and about saving the Hawthorne Pool?
Well, as far as serving the community, over the years, they, of course, had the Learn to Swim classes, and I was associated with that since I helped teach those classes. They also had the opportunity to learn scuba diving.
Oh, wow.
And I also learned scuba diving, and that was how I took off through Tri-County Divers, which was located right here in Galesburg, but associated to a group in Peoria. So their service to the community over the years has been major. I think parties now are a big thing. If you could see the wibbits that are in the pool that the children use for climbing and all that sort of activity, that wouldn't fit in Lakeside. Fit in the Y.
And my older kids, when they were younger, I know they had gone to like birthday parties and whatnot there too. Then they set up obstacle courses for them or whatever.
Exactly.
Yeah. Yeah. And absolutely.
That'll all be gone.
Yeah. Yeah. Bonnie, any other final thoughts you'd like to get out there about Hawthorne Pool?
Well, I know when I first started, there were several ladies come in wheelchairs, and they would just go to the deep end and kind of dive in, and they could do all sorts of things in that water. And then they go down to the shallow end and get on the chairlift and get out. But it's not just for fun. It is a very healthy thing to do that people can't do sometimes until they get in the water.
Yeah, and absolutely. Like you said, you get to a certain point with your joints and everything. If you're whether you're arthritic or not, or you just hurt, it's no stress on the joints. Exercise.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. Yes. How about you, Diane? Any other thoughts on Hawthorne Pool?
The only other thing I would say is that they need lifeguards, and my two kids learned to swim there. They both became lifeguards for the city, and so they do. They need lifeguards. And Yeah. I don't know. It just has to stay open.
Yes, it does.
Yeah, no, one of these, you know, with lifeguards, I guess, you know, people looking for people to work anyway, whether it's lifeguards or whatever, which is obviously you have to take classes and more specialized, but, you know, there's a lot of young people that are on swim teams at the high school or whatever the case may be that you know, maybe would be available. So, again, you can check their Facebook page. It's Save
Hawthorne Pool.
Save Hawthorne Pool on Facebook and find out ways that you can help out. Vicki Schultz, Bonnie Johnson, Diane Oliver, guys, thank you so much for coming in this morning. Best of luck with the project here.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.